Okay, this is my final audiobook for broadcast day. This is going to be about the second day. So, yeah. Today went a lot better. I enjoyed it a lot more. Although, it was actually 2 times more stressful than the other day. And I was, like, literally absolutely shattered from the end of it. From all the running around I had to do and sorting out. But I kind of enjoyed it at the same time. I didn't stand still for like a second. But yeah, let me think. We had a new director this time. It was Mike, I think, from 1P. He was really good. He did a really good job. Like, made it clear what we had to do. Very informative, so it wasn't having to struggle communicating with everyone. So that was the main issue from last time. The communication was there. I wasn't as shouting as much as last time because I knew exactly what was going on. I had time to look through the script, and the script wasn't just, it was paramount, in his words. Yeah, so I had time to look through the script, and it was clearly marked what was coming up next, like, into studio, the VTs. It would have been nice to have the VT duration. He did have that for the runner's list for the VT. I had a look at it. I had a peek in that. But yeah, this time, I had a lot of preparation to plan the wall box movements because eight XLR cables, I think 8 slots in total to work with, was not a lot to work with really, but it kind of gave me an indication of how difficult it would be in the real industry, a really good insight on how the wall box, because I had to plan to take out certain wall boxes and what wall boxes and when mics are going to be turned off purely because we didn't have enough wall box space because of the amount of mics we had. Had a person on hand, I was there, especially in the show muck. We had a time to, we had 12 minutes during the VT to reset all the wall boxes. So we planned that out at the start of the day. It was good to have that rehearsal because I had to test the sound out because I was still unsure about how the boom mic was going to act. I don't really see the boom mic as a reliable source, to be honest. But it did come out alright in the end. I don't know what it is, it just seems to create an echo sound. It doesn't guarantee getting everyone in, even though it's a directional mic and I was pointing at places. But yeah, we had 2 radio mics presenters. They were paramount, they were set, only changed at the point of muck. They would never move out of the wall box, and they were always kept on them all times, mic 2 and 3. And luckily, the faders were at 0, and the trim was at 0 for them. Their levels were really good. And I tried to make sure that the level, like if John was speaking at 4, mid-peak of his voice, Millie would be peaking at 4 as well, so there wasn't like, one was quiet and one was that. But we did have some stumbles up. Sometimes it was louder down the other, and some peaked, but I wasn't in control of that. But Charlie did a great job. And also, characteristics of that dynamic mic, the Shure SM58. Good mic, just sometimes it just goes off scale sometimes, purely because of the placement of the host or whatever at that time. So yeah, I have to constantly keep adjusting that. I don't know how to fix that. It would have been nice to know how to pre-fade as well, so we could pre-fade for sound checks. We did a lot of sound checks as well, constantly sound checking just in case, so that was quite cool and good. Kept me on my feet, the wall box movements. It was hard to get my head around for the first, but then me and Adam, technical manager, sorted that out, and we had 2 radio mics at all times for recorded presenters. Mic 1 was interchangeable between different people. We had a boom mic on the floor and mic 8, and a dynamic mic for backup for the presenters on mic 7, and a double backup dynamic mic on mic 4, and there's all the extra long XLR cables to put into figure of 8s, which is very interesting. And also, we did have 1 slip up on muck. The mic, the dynamic mic failed for some reason. I don't know, it's just whether with the XLR cables, and I had to change that dynamic mic, and it went really well because I didn't go in camera shot, so I was pretty happy about that. Timed it well, and we swapped it over without anyone knowing, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, overall went well. Looked at the advice from yesterday, and we changed it, so I'm really happy, and it went really well. Thank you.